And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back in the studio here, the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. And boy, we have a great show for you today. Hey, from the Bart Hall shows, we have Bart Hall and Pat McDonald, and from Fastlane Kayaks, who is also going to be a big part of the Bart Hall show, Deron Lane himself is here, and we're going to be talking Showtime, kayaks, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sports fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back from Patagonia. What a wonderful, wonderful trip. I was like called in last week and told you about it. It's just an epic place, and it certainly should be on somebody's, everybody's bucket list to go to that beautiful country and beautiful territory there. But it's showtime here, and it's exciting. It's an exciting week because we have the Bart Hall Show coming up this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And we're very, very excited to welcome the one and only, the master himself, Mr. Bart Hall, and Pat McDonald, who is his, his right-hand man, the Tonto himself of Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
He's my left-hand man this morning.
Left-hand man. All right. Great to have you.
Good morning. You. Thank you.
Glad you made it here. It was a little testy for you this morning, I understand.
Well, they don't have overnight valet parking anymore in the Hilton at the Del Mar. So I spent the last 40 minutes trying to get in the car. Oh, my knee.
Yeah. So we'll let you catch your breath.
Bart and I just ran up the stairs in the back. Let's put it out.
Yeah. So Pat, tell us about the show.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, it's a comeback year. You know, the show hasn't been held in Del Mar for 4 years, so we're very excited to bring it back. It's exciting. And, you know, it hasn't been easy, really, but we have been have a lot of support from the industry. We've been very excited. We have almost every reel manufacturer there, I think, except for one, and Shimano's going to be there in a huge area. We've got every boat manufacturer in Southern California there, every single one, and we've got the biggest kayak area that you'll ever see in your life.
You mean Ron Lane's going to be there?
Ron Lane is going to be there.
Are you there, Ron?
I wouldn't miss.
Yeah, so we have trailers, kayaks, boats, travel. We've got places from Panama, we've got Alaska, you know, so...
Hunting, fishing, the whole deal, travel...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it going to be, you know, a massive show? Yeah, it's going to be a big show. 600,000 square feet inside and out of those buildings.
600,000 square
feet. Yeah, it's the same size as Long Beach, but Long Beach is a more of an interior, you know, sports arena and a convention center. But Del Mar is more of an expansive outside, inside with all the shows for the kids. You know, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show by San Diego County, Ford Dealers. We've got, of course, the duck races. We've got laser shot. We've got casting ponds. We've got, of course, the kids' fishing pond.
Wait,
that's free.
You got to have the fish.
Yeah.
You cannot have that show without the show.
Yeah,
I might fish with my son and my grandson in that pool.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. You go. The first thing you got to do is you got to join CCA, go in there, pay the $60 to be the member. We've got a lot of things coming up for CCA that have to be done. Big deal, the 30 by 30, and that'll all be explained in the show program, and we'll talk about it here a little bit. Join that. They're going to get a $100 bag of goodies just to join, not to mention all the fact that you're going to be supporting the group. So the first thing you do is, please, join CCA. Get in for free.
Or renew your membership.
You're renewing your membership, and you're also getting in for free.
Yeah.
Get in free.
Get into the show for free. But if for some reason you don't want to do that, how much is entry fee?
The entry fee is going to be $16.
That's it?
Yeah.
For all that entertainment?
Well, actually, I think my niece said 17.
Okay. and then kids get in free?
Yeah, anybody under 16 is free.
Under
always.
16.
Anywhere, any show that my family's ever produced, anyone under 16 is always getting in free.
And kids fish for free.
And they fish for free.
Wow.
And they have the Convict Lake, the McGee Creek Resort, Great American Duck Races. The kids love that.
They
think that's great. You know, the trout pond. We'll have the casting in the city, casting contest again from Brian Young and all those guys down there from Fish and Game. Fish and Game will be there doing the license thing, trying to get us all involved in the new program as we're going forward. And it's going to look remarkably the same until you get into the exhibit hall, which I've laid out a little bit differently.
Ooh.
And I spent two nights. We had it all done. And then I went, no, I want to do something different. So they all just, pretty much my staff hates me right now. We were up till 5 o'clock in the morning redoing this map.
Oh, yeah. I slept like a baby. He was at his house, and he says, I've been up since 4 o'clock. I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Of course, that was at 6 o'clock in the morning. I talked to him. I said, hey, we got the maps and everything going. He goes, I've been up all night long getting this thing ready.
So
I could have wanted to rearrange it a little bit, but no, it's going to be great. I mean, if you just from a family entertainment aspect. If you're a fisherman, I mean, look, Shimano, every reel manufacturer is going to be there except for, but Berkeley. But you are going to go and see the best, the latest stuff that was all brought out at ICAST. This is the first show of the year. There's three great shows this year. But you are going to see at Del Mar the first glimpse of what we're dealing with for Shimano and all these other reel companies.
Yeah, I talked to Dave Pfeiffer yesterday from Shimano.
So we are
thrilled. He said that Shimano's no-holds-bar is coming out full speed at the bar hall.
Will this be the biggest Shimano display at Del Mar ever?
This is not by far. Normally they take three booths, that they have four.
Right.
So it's not the biggest ever. But when you get to Long Beach, I think they have 20.
Oh, 20. Gosh.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow. Now, Ron, what about your display, the Fast Lane Kayak display?
Oh, we've
We're bringing it all. We're loaded for bear.
Are you going to have the pond, the trial pond?
No, no.
No?
No, we don't have room.
Okay.
We have so many new boats. We're going to have the full show up and blow up booth.
Okay.
Yeah.
The full inflatable booth.
Where people can actually see how fast you can blow up those, those inflatables.
We're going to be doing that. We're also going to have the Fiesta. Now, you know how every once in a while you'll take your family out, you'll rent a pontoon boat, and you go out and have a little family fishing derby.
Yeah.
And it's like so fun. But you don't do it often enough because they're pretty expensive to buy one of those and have it in your quiver of boats. So you rent them. Well, Kobe came out with an inflatable Fiesta, and it literally is a giant Mirage drip, four Mirage drives, four seats. We've had...
It's a party on the water.
I saw that, man. That is awesome.
No, they're really cool.
Awesome.
We had no idea how it would translate to the whole family. Well, Jared, Fisher, and I standing on the bow of the thing while the girls are back there pedaling. We had dogs on the boat. We're having a fishing derby on the thing. It was great.
Oh.
Family fun. And the thing's inexpensive.
Yeah.
And you don't have that big storage issue.
You'll have that there.
Oh, we'll have a couple of them. One standing up and one where you can see what it looks like and put your hands on it.
And what about the boat show specials?
Oh, we're going to have specials. Yeah.
Now, I know I heard from the guys at HH Marine, and they're going to have their boats there, Defiance boats. And
biggest display they've ever had, and it's the biggest display Ron's ever had.
Well, we usually were loaded for bear there, and this time we just every boat, and we're going to have, you know, and we're going to be next to the seminar booth. So when you're hearing these kayak, you know, these legends in the kayak fishing world doing seminars, then you can come right over and see the product. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things. There's a, like, N2O was bringing their Axis Malibu, Nautique, and Yamaha boats. And so,
see, their space is 125 by 90.
Oh my gosh. It's huge.
The carpeting costs like 10 grand.
Right. Wow. You buy, you're going to be able to spin a couple times there, even if whether you're going to buy anything or not. If you do, you do another spin, you get like a massive prize. But if you buy a boat, you actually, they throw in a $15,000 one of those skirf boards, you know, the electric side boards.
Oh, wow.
15
way.
Grand. I mean, you buy a boat there, and they're going to be discounting their boats. They're, Ian was very said very aggressive because
he has one boat that's $100 a month.
$100 a month.
One on one.
So you buy it, you get a $15,000 flight board. You know those things.
Crazy.
I don't even know if I could do it, but I'd sure like to try. But it's so cool. So what I'm getting here is that the boat guys, whether it's Anglers Marine,
H&H.
I mean, I have a list of boats that are going to be there.
How many? Hundreds of dealers
different models.
Hundreds
of boats, and it's the most we've ever had. I've never had this many boats in San Diego ever.
And Does that mean you were kind of cluing us in on your updates part, talking about boats that they have inventory, and you know there was a long time when you couldn't get anything. Well, that's not the case anymore. Everybody's got inventory, and they're starting to get aggressive because they've got a lot of inventory and they're wanting to move the boats.
When I booked all this, you know, stuff a long time ago, I had to when you try to get dates places, and that's why the dates have changed for Long Beach and Del Mar, because it was very difficult to get it done. And if I hadn't had 50 years of experience, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But I happened to just on a lark said, I'm going to book a boat show date in Pomona. People said, well, you can't do that.
There's no boats.
Factories can't deliver. And when they do, they're all sold. They go, you know, it's pre-sold. I said, I know, I'm just going to take a chance. Well, in the meantime, factories started to deliver. Demand fell off. The guys have all these boats sitting around. Now, not only do they want to get rid of them, they're going to have to discount them to get rid of them. And I've never had so many boat dealers say thank you to me after a show after that boat show we just finished. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It just turned into a buyer's market.
There's money out there, guys. There's money out there. There was one company that sold eight boats where they started at 165.
Wow.
Eight boats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eight boats.
Wow. So, in three days. Yeah. That was a three-day show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So people came to buy. I had I was setting up the booths in Pomona, you know, like we had vendor booths, you know, small ones, you know. They're like, I'm in 102, but you put me in 104. Like, I guess you're dealing with the Mike Lum used to walk around with a fire extinguisher, you know. I know what the hell he was doing. And so I'm walking around, of course, you know, because things do shift a little bit, especially when you have these massive boat dealers. And so I was trying to put these guys in this small booth. booths, and they said, and they were like, oh, this is my booth. And I go, don't worry, this is going to be, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you know,
figure it out.
Yeah. Well, when the show opened, it was just like game on. People were coming in. They were swarming all these small booths, and everybody was then moving into the boat areas. But I said, how's it going? They said, oh, my God, these people are crazy.
You know? They want to buy boats.
And then awesome. Saturday was cool. Even more.
I can't imagine with the tackle, too, that people are going to be coming in there.
Yeah. That was the complaint I got there. Right? People would say, you need more fishing. And I was in a golf cart, and I run up to this guy. I said, listen, here's my card. You come to Del Mar, you're getting in free. I said, I did that on purpose. I did not want to dilute this. The traditional shows for my whole family are Del Mar and Long Beach, and that's where we're going to promote.
That's the fishing, tackle, boat, and travel.
There was one. Lodge in Panama coming. A Paradise Lodge there in the Chiriqui River.
Yeah,
they're the only marina in that river.
I know a guy that's there right now. The dock is there right now.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful place. They bought a 20-foot booth this year. They're going to come to Long Beach also. And she wanted to come to Pomona. I said, look, I said it's a boat show. I go, it's a boat show. I don't want you to come to the boat show and then not, you know, not do well and then not come to the other two shows. I said, let's just do Del Mar and Long Beach. And she was like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, we really want to, you know, we really want to come to the shows. Well, she should have come to Pomona because people were going, McDougal Lodge was there. They kicked serious butt.
I know they did.
They kicked serious butt. So they're coming to all three shows, McDougal Lodge. But I was sorry that Adrian and Paradise from the Panama did not come because it would have been
great. You were trying to hook them up?
Well, you know, you want to be careful, you know. I didn't really know. It was a boat show. We didn't know how it was going to go. Well, it went.
Well, now you know.
Richter. Well, I guess my point of this whole thing is people are eager. They're coming. They're going to buy kayaks. They're going to come attend these seminars.
Those inflatable. That four-person kayak, when I saw that, I went bonkers. I said
four person. That's just what they advertise. My son Jared went up to June Lake.
Yeah,
had four adults, five kids, and a golden retriever on it.
Yeah,
I have pictures.
Hey Ron,
they did the whole lake. They got up in that corner where the rocks are. They're diving off the rocks, and the kids had a ball.
Where do you see this thing? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
How many kayaks are you going to have at the show? They're talking about all these boats that they're going to be.
Oh, I don't know. The guys gave me a list. They're all there. We
talk to Ava now. We don't talk to him.
Ava knows. Yeah.
I kept asking her, so Ava, what do I got to do to get fired? She goes, just keep doing what you're doing.
You seem to be doing just fine.
Hey, but back to the amount of boats, we have all the beginner boats, you know, the Passport and the touring boat, that new one, the lightweight one, the Lynx. We're going to have a bunch of those, and they have a new color that's just awesome. And so we'll have new colors on a lot of the boats. The Outbacks and the Pro Anglers will all be there, and we're going to have them kind of outfitted. One of the guys in the seminar booth is going to be that company that has been helping us a lot. They make these black boxes, and they're a new gearbox that goes in the back of any kayak, and they're awesome. And
what do they do?
Well,
do they catch fish for you?
Yes, they do, because everything fits in them.
Oh.
I mean, Chris Minnick just put a black box on the back of his i9, and in it has a battery, and he has that new live scope.
Wow.
He has the Garmin live scope on an i9. He just sent me pictures. You won't believe it. Yeah.
And where you can actually see the fish.
Yeah, that's where you can see him spitting out your lure.
Yeah. Now, are there going to be marine electronics at the show?
Yes, Johnson Hicks is there.
Oh, Johnson Hicks.
Now, Johnson Hicks does their really big display at Long Beach, but he's a nice display here. I think it's 800 square feet, so it's
big
display.
Great. Like wow, that. Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about here. It's a great show.
Oh, so much.
It's a whale of a show. As a matter of fact. It's a Bart Hall show coming up this week, starting on Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And, of course, Ron Lane will be there with Fastlane Kayaks and all the Hobie Kayaks and a lot more. It's a big show.
This just feels so right. And we always say the same thing. I mean, Bart's show, it's the kickoff to the season. And it just really feels like it right now, too. looking out the door of the world headquarters and seeing all the boats getting ready and the weather getting right. And, yeah, this is just going to be a great show and so much cool stuff to cover this morning. If you want to call us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call on Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download on your phone. Just search for Let's Talk Hookup, download the app, and you can send your text questions through to Ron, to Bart, to Pat. We're going to have a lot of fun talking shows, talking fast lanes. It's just going to be a great day today, and we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. Check this out. So one lucky caller or texter is going to win a family four-pack of tickets to your choice of shows. You can either go to the Bart Hall show in Del Mar or in Long Beach. That's big courtesy of Bart, and we appreciate that. Plus, you're going to get a Salty Crew clothing pack courtesy of Fast Lane Kayak. So a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller or texter. Again, 213-432-1090 or text us through that Let's Talk Hookup. We are going to have an absolute blast. When we come back, we're taking those phone calls. We're reading those texts. We got a good one coming. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock Cod Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show, as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show, this year showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers and their Parkers at the shows and at their Costa Mesa location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and will be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat, outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 16th through 19th, will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa's Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows, February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Captain Rollo's 2023 Grand Raffle tickets are now available, and we have an amazing promotion to kick off the new year. Bats and Enterprises have graciously donated several Rain Shadow custom rods. All of these rods include the materials that Batson is known for, with Rain Shadow blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these one-of-a-kind works of art to six lucky listeners. When you buy a book of 2023 Captain Rollo raffle tickets, you will receive one entry into the Batson custom rod drawing. Only 100 books of tickets will be sold. Books of tickets will be $200, and you will also receive 5 grand raffle tickets for free. To purchase tickets, please email Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. Our thanks go out to Bill Batson and his team for making this promotion possible to get more kids on the water. Thank you to everyone for your support, and good luck.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. What a packed house full of fun today, man. It's all the buds, talking show, talking Super Del Mar show. This feels so right, doesn't it?
Lots of texts, lots of calls coming through. If you want to get through right now, your number is 213-432-1090. Hey, I want to just say thank you so much to Rock Cod Rick and Corey Santa for covering gone, man. That was the longest trip I've ever been on. It was 3 weeks, and it's so far. Patagonia is so far away, you got to do the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not a place you can go for a week, because it takes 2.5 days to get to Patagonia. I mean, because by the travel and stuff, and lots of long flights and travel and driving and stuff. But thank you, Rick.
My pleasure.
Me and
Corey had
a fantastic job.
We had a
thanks
blast.
Thanks to Corey for doing a great job. I'm looking forward to hearing his El Salto stuff, too. So
it was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you're looking forward to that report, stand by. It was really good. Yeah, they crushed it.
Yeah, that's good. But very appreciative that,
that you guys
handled it. And thanks to the Mightier 1090 and Pat over there for covering all the business side of things while I was gone, too. So it was good. And I you know what they told me is that I can go again.
Hey, all right.
I don't really need to be here because I got Rock on deck, man.
Yes, course, you do.
So, yeah. But anyway. Phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump in. Wait a minute. Before we do that, speaking of Rollo, we just heard Tim Baker.
Yeah, that spot was great.
Yeah. Tim's like a master.
I agree.
Yeah. But we were talking about the great Rollo rod giveaway, and Mike Lum's going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Ricky, who's your new co-host?
Maybe you.
Hey guys, I just wanted to tell you, all the listeners, thank you for yesterday. We kicked off this Batson Enterprises promotion for the Rollo annual raffle sale, and we're only going to offer 100 of those for sale, and yesterday we sold 55 of them in one day. So we have 45 left to go,
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. 45 left to go, and we were planning on this being a two-weekend promotion. So I think we're going to be sold out here during the week, and that's fantastic because that is a huge fundraiser for Captain Rollo Kids at Sea each year. And Bill Batson stepped up and donated all these custom rods. And if anybody wants to get involved in this, please go to RolloKids.org, and you'll see all the rods, a great explanation and photographs of all of them. And the deal is you buy a book of tickets, which is 25 tickets to our annual raffle. And the annual raffle has some fantastic prizes. We got trips from Katmai Lodge and Polaris Supreme Long Range trips and Shogun trips and adventure and camping trips. And we're giving away $2,000 in gasoline as one of the prizes, along from Summit Gas, and then we've got dozens of other prizes.
Gonna throw in with that $2,000 all the ice you want.
Yeah, unlimited ice while you're using that.
I guess.
I mean, think about how stoked the guy is that's got a killer skiff that goes fishing down in San Diego and likes to go chase tuna. To have fuel, $2,000 worth of fuel and unlimited ice for you on all of your fishing trips.
Those tickets are only $10 a piece to be eligible for all those prizes. But for this Batson promotion, if you buy a book of tickets, that's 25 tickets. We're going to charge you $200. You're going to get 5 of those tickets for free. And then for every book of tickets, we will enter one drawing into the Batson rod giveaway, and we're going to be giving away 6 of those rods. So your chances of winning are quite good. The quality of those rods is unbelievable. You got to go check them out.
Totally works of art.
Yeah.
And like I said, Ricky, thank you for yesterday. All the people listening called in. I was so happy to hear how many we sold in one day, and I'm sure we'll do well today as well. So if anybody's interested in helping us get more kids on the water, that's a great way to do it. And you'll have chances at winning these rods. but you're still in for the grand or the annual raffle, rather, which will be on April the 29th. So it's really a great way to help the cause, and we appreciate everybody's support.
How do we get in on it?
The best way to do it is to call Tim at 909-223-9631. You can get that information at rollokids.org. All that information is there. You can also send an email, tim@rollokids.org, and just make sure you leave your name and phone number. He'll call you back in the order that they come in, and I know he was busy all day yesterday into the evening returning phone calls and getting those tickets sold. So he'll do the same thing today, and we'll get this thing rolling, and we'll get a bunch more kids out on the water this year because of it.
Our very first text this morning that came through before the show even started, Mike, was, "Hey, man, what's the number to call Tim? I need to buy a book of tickets, and I didn't write it down correctly yesterday." So,
I think
Tim's going to be busy again today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And so, again, thank you for all your help. Thank the listeners. And for the other guys that are in there in the studio this morning, I have no idea what you're talking about. What is all of this talk of fire extinguishers and stuff? That I don't know.
I miss you.
Well, I will tell you, I'm taking a leisurely drive down to San Diego this morning to pick up some fish from Fisherman's Processing, and listening to the show and thinking, this is a very odd situation right here.
It certainly is.
And Mike, one more time, give us the phone numbers and the information on how people can get in on that bats and rod giveaway.
Okay.
From Rollins.
Call Tim at 909-223-9631, and if he probably won't pick up because he'll be on the phone. Leave your name and phone number clearly. He will call you back. So that's 909-223-9631, and you can get all this information at rollokids.org, and you can get tickets, and everybody wins. The kids win, you win, everybody wins.
Thanks, Mike, for all your hard work. Appreciate that very much, and thanks to Tim, too, for all his hard work and kind of the behind
the scenes. Thanks, guys.
Good luck with that fire extinguisher. All right.
You hear about passing the torch. This was just passing the fire extinguisher.
You're passing it over to Pat. Hey, the phones are packed. Texts are crazy. You have a good one?
Everything, yeah. We probably already had 50 texts come through. Every single phone line is packed up. If you want to get through on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. Starting off, it says, "Good morning, boys. Bart, I'm so excited for the shows this year. Thanks for all the hard work. I'm so happy they're back. We feel like we're whole again." And then questions for Ron. "Ron, I can easily stand in my Pro Angler 14. Are you able to stand up, cast, or fight a fish in the Outback? I'm 6'2", 220 for reference, but I'm thinking about downsizing my boat." That's from Ralph and Menifee.
You know, I can stand up in it, but I stand up paddleboard a lot. But you see it on all of the brochures, guys standing up, copping their best pose. But when I'm out fishing, I rarely stand up because I'm always moving. I'm hunting. I'm watching the fish finder. And so sometimes when I stand up, I'm doing other things.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
And then I sit down right away.
I love the Outback. It's a great boat. Would I fish in it and stand up in it? Not me.
Well, you could do
not
it.
Me. I could do it because I stand a paddleboard, but that's not really...
The question I would have is how much and where are you fishing? A lot of times when there's glare and you're working little structure areas or around reeds and things on a lake, it's all glassy. You can't see down in the water.
Yeah.
So standing up is great.
Oh, it's awesome.
And you can do it, but... To me, is the juice worth the squeeze? You know, if you stand up and I get up and I go, oh, gosh, I just feel like I'm not seeing my fish finder. I want to move a little over there. And the boats are so nimble now that the attitude, the facing of it, where you're moving and how it's moving around with the Mirage Drive going into reverse and all these things, I like sitting down. And that seat's really comfortable. It, you know, the old kayak seats used to not be comfortable.
No.
Now they're the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love
sure.
it. How long were we out there when we were out on that? The long
10 hours?
Yeah.
On the Islander trip?
I think that crazy guy, Harry Walker, was out.
Yeah. Way too long.
12 hours.
Way too long. Hey, thanks a lot for the text. Let's jump into the phones,
you
Rick.
Got it, man. They're packed up. We're going to start with John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on the phone.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And, Ricky, I was there at 6 o'clock this morning. Got all kinds of great things at your guys' your shop and stuff like that.
Right.
So I started my day, and I'm at work. But my question for Bart, hey, Bart, are you going to have, by any chance, like a four-day pass so you can come and see the shows each day, or do you have to buy tickets each day?
There actually is a multiple pass this year through the system we're using called Tixar.
Really?
Yeah. And,
that's a first.
That is a first, yeah. I'm not exactly sure of the details. I should know.
So but, can you buy tickets online then?
You can buy tickets online, yeah.
And how do you do that?
Tixar, T-I-X-R.
You can't do it at Bart Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Hall Shows. Link Hart Shows.
Yeah, hallshows.com. You go to Hall Shows.
Is
Hall
there a tab for tickets?
What do you mean by tab?
Obviously, you're even more internet challenge than I am.
I am. Look,
there is a tag.
Yeah, you just go to hallshows.com. It says tickets right there. Click on.
I mean, it says tickets. I popped it in there. I mean, the second you type in hallshows.com, the first thing that comes up is buy your tickets here.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job.
And so that'll take you to that website, and you can buy a multi-day ticket or a single-day ticket for both Del Mar and Long Beach.
Yeah, it's so easy. One push of a button takes you directly to it, and then it gives you the option of buying the Del Mar show, which is February 16th through 19th, or Long Beach, which is March 29th through April
3rd. That's why we have young guys like Ricky around.
No, you guys did a really good job. It's easy. You guys did a really good job. It's killer.
It's easy for you.
You've got it. You've got Ricky. I've got Ava.
And I might add, at the suggestion of a friend of mine, Jim Brown, he said, why don't you offer discounts, bulk sale discounts to clubs? And so we've had some clubs respond to that. And if you buy 30 or more for your club, so one guy can just go ahead and buy 30 by giving us a credit card, we'll send him 30 tickets or leave them at will call for the entire club. And they're like $10 or $11 each. So, you know, that people want to do that, they certainly can do that, like San Diego Anglers or in many of the other clubs.
Cool.
So, you know, some clubs will take advantage of it, some won't, but it's there. So we're trying to offer that to the clubs because they are the foundation, really, of the fishing industry. And also means also clubs that are hunting clubs as well, too.
Oh.
So if you are an affiliated club, you can order the tickets through info@hallshows.com. And there's a tab on the website, hallshows.com. Susie Settle, our magnificent girl who's just handling all of the stuff like that, you know, all the technical stuff, she set that up for me. So nice. Jim Brown suggested, and I said, I'll do it. So it's there. So if clubs want to take advantage of that, they have to do it. Can't really do it for Del Mar right now, but you can do it for Long Beach.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's a military discount for active military and a senior discount as well.
And, of course, kids 16 and under
are free.
Free. Yeah. So bring your kids, right?
I dig it.
Are you going to bring all the gang kids?
Oh, you bet. Every year. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I was just thinking about that. When you're a dad sitting around and you're thinking about going to a boat show or tackle show, whatever, where can you see it all in one place and bring the family?
Yeah.
And then you go, gosh, all these dads want to get their kids involved in something other than computers and games. Go to the boat show, get them a little kayak, get them fishing. I mean, and you're going to have a lifetime friend to fish with.
We talked about that. This is something I've thought about quite a bit. Just the day my dad died. He died on a Saturday. I called. The first call we made was to Pete and said, Pat had... my dad had died, and so I got to the show. They tried to put us in this kind of a bereavement room. I couldn't stand it, so I had to go out on the floor. Hundreds of people came up to me and said, I caught my first fish at your show. My children caught their first fish at this show, and my grandchildren are coming today. And I realized that day, and we started computing approximately over 1.5 million children wow. have fished in the trout pond. They all grew up, got married, had kids of their own, now having grandkids. How many people got into fishing through the Hall shows,
you know,
over the 75th? This is our 75th anniversary since 1946.
Rock Cod Rick was got his first fish at the Hall show.
I'm one of those guys. Yeah. I fished in the trout pond when I was a kid.
Jared is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. This is my favorite part of going to the show was getting to fish in the trout pond. Yeah.
I remember when Jared caught his first fish. I have a picture of that and his first kid. Fisher.
That's awesome.
Actually, his second kid, but his son Fisher was in there. So one of the things that that theme right there of bring your kid to the show, go find some boats or look at them, or at least get those conversations started. Yeah. Where can you see it all? And then Liam Silva, I met this kid. He won a tournament, the Rocks and Docks tournament at our shop that Salty Crew did. And I go, wow, when you get to be 15, can you give me a resume? Well, he still works for us, and he's a fishing maniac. And if dads want to get their kids fishing, they need to come to Liam Silva's seminars in the Hobie booth, and he will get your kids excited about going fishing, whether it's kayaks or skiffs or whatever. But Liam loves the kayaks because he can just go and be his own captain. You don't have to wait to be your own captain. That's one of the things that hooked Jared too, you know, fishing off of La Jolla, catching big yellowtail. So all that kind of starts, and you start those conversations at the Bart Hall show.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's cool. Cool. You got a great text,
fun one. Yeah, it says, good morning, guys. I'm going to go to the show with a buddy of mine. Pat and Bart, could you give your best recommendations about parking? We're up at Oceanside. We thought about maybe taking the train. We thought about driving down. Just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the big Del Mar show. We can't wait.
That's a good question. They have plenty of parking at Del Mar, and they're running trams to the front gate. To the front door, and there's only one entrance and one exit. So I would just drive. Where'd they come from?
Oceanside.
Oh, yeah, I just drive down and
plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Yeah, lots of parking. Can you still go in both sides, the front and the back?
As far as I know. Yeah.
So there's a Solana gate in the back, gate and then there's the front entrance.
The Jimmy Durante entrance in the front and Solana gate in the back, yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably easy. One of the easiest places to park of any major
venue. Well, it's much easier than Long Beach, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
for sure. And the parking lots are just huge, too. That is not... Parking is not going to be your issue.
Yeah, ask Bart how big the parking lots are. It's, you had to run across them this morning, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, thanks for the text.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's coming soon, the most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven buildings of the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus seminars and a free kids' trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations for full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And like we said, at the Hall shows, Shimano's going to have a huge booth. Right, Bart?
Yeah, this is the biggest display that they've ever had in either show.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have it all, including Torium, which is an unbelievable reel.
Dude, I think it might be my favorite of their lineup. When you compare a reel that gets performance and price together, Torium is... It's the best all-around reel bang for the buck. You get so many features of their highest-end reel like Trinidad, that incredible smoothness, great casting, really good drag, crazy longevity, damn near bulletproof. I love Torium. They're $250 bucks, you know, and lesser.
And it's like a Trinidad, with a lot of the features, but half the price.
They basically learned all of the cool things that you can do with Trinidad. Strong gearing, strong frame, you know, palm mobility where the side plates are rounded. Like, all of the tricks they learned with Trinidad, they then put into the least expensive frame and parts possible to make an affordable reel for all of us. And that's where Tori is.
In multiple sizes, right?
Yeah, from a 14 all the way up to the, you know, to that new 40. It's a great reel. They just killed it. It's not hard on your pocketbook. It will do everything you need for saltwater fishing. It's a great, great line of reels.
Yeah, so check it out, the Shimano Torium. Get it at the Barn Hall Show this Thursday through Sunday or at your local Shimano dealer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels. The hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Bart Hall shows, talking Fast Lane Kayaks. Yeah. It's been a fun one, man.
And let me tell you something about the guy we just heard from, Bob Dawson. Dawson Insurance. Lolly and I both bought his big policy because this was a really expensive trip.
You bought the annual plan?
The annual plan. Okay. And it's such great peace of mind because, you know, you never know when something's going to go wrong. I mean, if something went wrong down there, you know, they would fly us home.
Exactly.
Really. But the other thing, too, is if we got sick or something like that, we invested a ton of money into this trip, we would have been covered. If we got sick and we had to fly home, we would have a refunds on this rock. So do yourselves a favor. If you're going to go travel, buy an insurance policy from Bob Dawson. It's not that expensive. They have policies starting at $240 a year that cover every one of your trips, and Bob is the master at knowing what to do. So be sure to do that. Now, the other thing we haven't talked about at the Bart Hall Show is the Turner's Outdoorsman booth. I know Turner's is one of your backbone tackle shops there at the show. They're going to have a giant display once again, right?
This will be larger than any display they've had there before in Delaware.
No kidding.
No way.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, because their displays have always been huge.
Yeah. Part of it's because of the fire hose, Mike, in case you're still listening. Yeah. I had to add 10 extra feet. but part of it is just the expansion. And, they're going to be... They're the major retailer. And you know, I got to tell you, you know, this has been very difficult to come back from where we were. I don't want to go back into where we were, but it has been very difficult to do it. We could not have done it without the help of all the guys at Turner's. Mike A.T. and Mike Wynn, Kyle.
Those guys are aces.
They just simply understand they understand the fishing community. They understand that the fishing industry comes out of the fishing community. And so you have to nurture and support the fishing community. And that's what these shows do. The Hall shows have always been about nurturing and supporting the fishing community and listening to them. And if you're a small manufacturer, what's the best way to figure out what you're doing right and wrong? Come there and let people tell
everybody,
you.
Everybody will tell you.
They'll tell you right or wrong. And the same, they'll do the same with Shimano. Yeah. They'll say, well, I'd rather have this. And Shimano listens and does
it. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I wish this thing had a handle like this.
Yes,
I wish this
exactly.
thing were that. You're going to get all the feedback.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you got Cal there who can do it for you.
Exactly. And Cal will be there, right?
Yeah,
Cal and Eric.
Yeah, Cal. Yeah. And Eric,
yeah. All right. Yeah. From Cal's Custom.
That's one of our text questions.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Well, let's find out what's biting.
Yeah, buddy. It's time to find out what's biting on the water. Time for a catch board. Man, focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And Terrafin going to be at the show? I know Jeff and they always do a great display. You said both shows, Pat?
Yep, they're coming to both shows. They're very excited. They're going to be at all three shows.
And they always have a great
exactly
show special too. So, and they're great people and great service.
Yeah, we always sign up there. And you can't go offshore fishing without a good water chart. And Terrafin is the absolute best. Hey, let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley. He's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys got the hot shots of the Bart Hall shows in there today, and Patagonia Pete back from his trip.
Patagonia Pete, that's gonna stick.
That's gonna stick.
The birthday boy there, Ricky, man. Happy birthday, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Was it 4-0?
4-1.
4-1?
4-1, yeah.
Wow.
I feel old.
I know. Tell me about it, old man.
Good stuff listening this morning, man. Well, hey, for us up here, it was a mellow week again. Well, you know, we had the days we got the boats out, other than our 2-for-1 deal on Tuesdays, they were pretty light loads, as you'd expect this time of the year. But we're still on that sculpin program for our 3-quarter-day trips. Still some really good opportunity. I know we've been fishing it hard, and it's been kind of the mainstay for us, but there's still plenty of opportunity with plenty of fish going home with our guys. And it's relatively easy fishing, too. You know, we're in 200 to 250 feet of water, an 8-foot medium action rod with like a 300 or 400 size reel, 30 to 50 pound braid will get your stuff down there just fine. The conditions this week out there allowed us to, you know, we could fish a little bit lighter sinkers, 6-ounce sinkers, and then easy drops to the bottom with that rubber lure setup that we've been talking about for weeks and weeks now. So along with that sculpin, there's been plenty of sand dabs as well for the guys wanting to load up on those things. So that's just kind of been the makeup of our 3-quarter-day stuff right now. Not super glamorous, but it's fun. We've got guys out there with their kids having a good time, and they're biting, right? It's easy to drop down and to catch a sculpin at the bottom, so it's good times there on that stuff. And then the half-day fishing, I'd still call that day-to-day, you know, some whitefish, some calico bass, some sand bass, some other weird things off the bottom. And some catch and release on some sheephead and some of that nearshore rockfish as well, kind of making up the action on those half-day stuff. But it's been tough. The water's been chilly, still 56, 57 degrees. Not a lot biting in that water, so it takes some finesse fishing with some lighter line, some 8- and 10-pound line, little sliding sinkers, small hooks, squid strips, that kind of stuff. And then the real fun, he's been running some hoopnet charters on that rig here the last few weeks. They've been doing pretty good. Now, it's only available by charter, but we've had a pretty good, you know, reception of that. A lot of people wanting to jump in and get their group out on that stuff. So these trips, like I said, charter only, they've been leaving at 5, and they're usually back in by 9:30, 10 o'clock, fishing pretty close to home. So they were out last night. They had their chance at their keeper lobsters, and over, I think they had like 170 shorts that they kind of worked through to catch their keepers, along with some crabs and stuff like that. And then, you know, just more fleet maintenance for our guys. Clemente's back. They were at the yard there. They did their paint, dropped a new sonar on that rig, and the Fury is getting it on with their project. So, you know, the boats aren't out fishing. Yeah, when we're not out fishing, we're doing boat work and getting things dialed on every boat for the upcoming season. And finally, we'll be down there at that Bart Hall show this weekend. So come by the booth and chat about fishing, and we'll get everyone up to speed on what we got going on up here. So that's pretty much our week in a nutshell there.
Fantastic.
Awesome, Willie.
It's going to be great to see you and the gang. What days are you working, Willie?
I'm going to be down there on the weekend. I'm going to be down there Saturday, Sunday.
Fantastic.
And I just want to thank Dana Wharf and Donna and Willie and everybody there. They're also big supporters of CCA,
oh,
and
yeah.
really help make it work well. So the big supporters.
Yeah, they are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'll pass it on to those guys. Yeah, we do what we can to help out. And, you know, if there's people that are coming by the booth that aren't on one of their local boards, you know, step up. There's always room for help, and there's always opportunity to get people out there to serve and to do what they can for the industry. So stop on by. You guys want to hop on a
lead the charge on that.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So that's our week. You guys want to jump out with us this week? There's plenty of room. Call and make your reservations to help get the boat off the dock. Our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can hit us there on the web at danawharf.com.
Awesome, Willie. Appreciate that very much. Look forward to another great report next week, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show on Saturday.
Roger. All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll
Thank
see you later.
Appreciate that. All right, let's continue with our kid sport now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, has a surf report on deck. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, and finally had a little stretch of fishable weather. It's been not the easiest thing coming up with the surf report with double overhead waves pounding the beach, but we finally got a little break. Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
I'm telling you, it's been a challenging.
You missed an awful lot.
It's been a challenging stretch, but I tell you what, something we're seeing here is good condition, and the fish are snapping. So, you know, like we talked about last week, we've gone 5-6 weeks without consistent conditions, and so these fish aren't really on, haven't been feeding on the normal deal, and guys who are finding fish are really getting some nice bites. Real nice developments this week, fair weather, clean beaches, full moon, so we had real strong tides combined to produce some real good fish, and the barred perch bite was strong up and down the coast, more signs of halibut. And then the red-hot bay bass fishing, you know, I had that report from Newport last week. I also had a report from Alamitos Bay about excellent fishing San Diego Harbor. So those bay bass are on the snap, too. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch fishing this week. Most anglers had a half limit to a limit. Some bigger models have been showing on the western beaches. That's a good sign as we approach the spawn. They had another 14-inch fish up there taking off Halama on a lugworm. Surf Beach, Refugio were also good. The Oxnard Ventura stretch has been good. Maybe smaller models, 10-12 inch, probably your better fish. And then that Ventura River kicked out another striped bass, an 8-pounder, and that's something, you know, we're probably going to see here looking into the spring. That fish is taken on a spoon. Jess Fishing reported good perch action off Formosa. Big Fish reported good catches of barred perch off Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach, Surfside, gulp 2-inch sandworms have been red hot. And then some halibut are starting to show, and from L.A. Harbor South is where we're seeing most of the action. Cherry Beach, Belmont Shores up there in the Long Beach area, they had a 32-inch fish was taken off the Belmont Pier on a live smelt. And then Pacific Coast reported some more big halibut down south. In the lagoons, that's something new. They have 25-inch fish on a smelt, and the guys were catching some fish on plastics in the lagoon, so that's a sign. Like I said, good bay bass fishing in the lagoon. But they also had a 35-inch fish was reported off Ponto, a 41-inch fish taken by a kayaker off Del Mar, and then a 12-year-old kid, Rock God, bought a combo and a cherry berry flash minnow, went down to South Carlsbad Beach and stuck a 35-inch halibut. So if the kid can do it.
That's awesome.
Good sign, you know, and I just I'm fired up because this is, I think the weather's changing and we're going to have some good fishing.
Yeah, you called it, Gundy, last week. You and Corey were talking about surf fish halibut in the surf this week, and here you go. You got, you know, the report backs it up, man. Well, certainly some good fishing to be had, and I know we've got a little bit of wind here, but, you know, good fishing on the beach and more good weather in front of us. So I think it's going to continue on, Gundy. Appreciate a great report, bud, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, well, that's how about you keep that mindset, Rock God, that, you know, you're not going to get a lot of bites. It's not like you're going down there and sticking fish every fifth cast or something. You might get 2 or 3 bites, but, boy, chances of a good one are there.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thank
you. All right, guys. Have a great show. Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Appreciate that. Hey, want to remind you, great news, that 2023 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar, it is available now. This year's calendar includes fantastic fishing photos, important dates, the best daily tide charts. They have tips and techniques, fishing regulations, and more. Pick up your calendar at local tackle shops, The Landings, all Turner's Outdoorsman store locations, or you can order online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got another full hour of your phone calls, lots of texts, and lots of fun with Pat, Bart, and Ron. You stay tuned. Lots of great fun coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, it's John Ireland from Rancho Land Air Resorts. Come join us at the Bart Hall shows this coming February at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be a great time. Look forward to seeing you there.